Blog Talk Radio.
Time now for the Gridiron Stud Show.
Well, you can be All-American.
I'm actually, I can do it now.
You can do it now?
Yeah, I can do it. But I'm trying to focus on my position.
With your host, Chad Wilson.
They hating on me on Chad. You know, yeah, I got to be something in the mix.
Bringing you high school, college, and NFL talk.
I don't rap a dish, Prince.
You
all
need
more discipline.
People.
Absolutely hate
him. Come on, get a grip.
Call us on the show today.
Take the blow.
Girl, get out of my face with that crazy stuff.
The number to call, 347-633-9365.
If y'all got to take, y'all know that.
Or you can reach us on Twitter. Gridiron Stud.
Come and get some.
And now, your host, Chad Wilson.
Can I tell y'all how much? Can hear it, but nevertheless, there is one. Welcome to the Gridiron Stud Show. Today's Wednesday. It is February 21st, rolling right along in 2018, and we got a show today. Going to talk about some things in the world of high school football and college football. Some of the latest news that's out there. We've got more coaches moving around after signing day. Let me get this thing out of my way. It's a big old mic, isn't it? Anyway, some post-signing day moves, which has been the norm over the last few years, as I get myself situated here. And you always hate to see that, but such is the nature of college football and high school football recruiting and all that good stuff. So we've got some more moving around, things happening in college football. Topic of discussion we're going to have today is combine testing. How important is it for high school football players? Some people swear by it. Some people don't really care for it and don't necessarily think it has a place in high school football. So we'll jump into that discussion today, that amongst some other things. Coming up also on the show today, you won't believe why one high school football coach got dismissed from his job. You won't believe it. Sign of the times, or at least a sign of the times wherever this place is. And by saying that, I know exactly where it is, and it just doesn't surprise me about this town. And I feel like there may be a little bit more to the story coming up, but I can only go with what I have so far. So we've got those things coming up here on the show today. So far as off-topic news, meaning off of high school and college football and NFL football and all football, still, we've got the kids down here at Douglas High School. And listen, you can say what you want. You're either for guns or against guns. And, you know, everyone has a right to their opinion. That's the beauty of this country. Whether you're against it or you're for guns, you got to admire these kids at Douglas taking a stand and going really far with this. They're just not prepared to have this be like any other school shooting that's out there. They're really attempting to do something about it. And if nothing else, you're seeing these young people mobilize. And it's a kind of a reminder of, you know, some years in the past or in our history where folks were unhappy with, you know, the way things were and took a stand, made their marches, went through the political channels and went that way and evoked some sort of change. And that's what these kids are attempting to do. And it's good to see them using the process and using our democracy the way I feel it should be. And that's just my opinion. Let's not resort to violence and things of that nature. But let's put politicians on notice that, you know what, you're going to need to vote for things that the general public at large cares about. And let's not just sit up there in political office and take care of our own selves and only be concerned with, you know, what affects our demographic. And by that, I'm talking about politicians. They better start voting on the issues that mean something to the common folk out there and not just pander to the folks that have put them in there in office, the people who have paid for them to be in office. That's, you know, our democracy just doesn't work well that way. A lot of people get left out. People feel as though they don't have a voice, and there's only a small amount of people that matter in our country. And that's what's happening here, as people buy their way into politics, and they do so by funding certain politicians. And that seems to be the way things are going politically here. And these kids are ready to take a stand against it. It seems like a tremendous mountain for them to climb. And you know what? They look very energized to try and get that done and see if anything can change here. And so I, like many others, have been involved in some back and forth discussions on Facebook about guns and our need for guns and guns in school. And, you know, my discussions have gone back and forth between trying to insert my own opinions on it, and then also a little bit of discovery on my end. I'm trying my best to listen to everyone out there, and we're just such a diverse nation. And I'm sure when this all started out, that's, you know, people felt like that's what made us great. And I'm not saying that it isn't, but I'm just noticing how it also causes some tremendous problems as well. People have, there's such a wide range of experiences that people in this country have that it seems so difficult to just come together on almost anything, because there's so many varying opinions. And I think social media has really accented that. It's really brought that to the forefront. I mean, it seems like you can't agree on anything out there. I mean, go on your Facebook page right now and type in that the sky is blue, and there could be a long 2-day fight breaking out in your comment section about whether or not the sky is blue. So when we've got political issues now, we can't agree on anything, and no one wants to give in. I do know this. I'm seeing people are saying that there's one solution to the problems with school shooting. I just really don't think so. I think everybody's got to put their chips into this thing. And I think everyone's got to be willing to give up something. I think everyone's got to be willing to do a little bit more than they've been doing and not really sit there and say, well, the other side needs to get everything done. There's nothing wrong here. So the gun people, you really can't just sit here and say that all the mental health people need to get on the ball and get things done. And the mental health people can't just be out there saying, well, you ban the assault rifles and then none of this is going to happen and things will be all good. Everyone's got to put their chips in and get to a point where we all have skin in the game. We've all made some sacrifices, and I think we can do something about this. But so long as we feel like the other side's got to get everything done, nothing's going to get done. And that politically, that's, I think, where this country has been for quite some time. Whenever an issue comes up, there's immediate finger pointing. And then not only that, we pretty much say that the way this is going to get solved is by the other side making all of the concessions and making all of the sacrifices. And there's just no way that that can happen. That doesn't happen. That doesn't work in any relationship. I mean, try those in your marriage. You know, try telling your wife she's going to have to make all the sacrifices and give up everything. And y'all write back to me and let me know how that goes. I'll hang up and listen. Anyway, on my end of things here, just for you folks watching me on Facebook Live, the video looks to be a little choppy. I don't know if that's what you're experiencing. If that is the case, please let me know. But it's a little bit choppy for me on this end. You folks here on Blog Talk Radio, hopefully you can hear me. I'm having my general and basic issues with Blog Talk Radio. It just seems to be par for the course. Nevertheless, if you want to call in to the show today, hopefully I can hear you. The number is 319-527-6059, 319-527-6059. And if you jump on this broadcast or you see me disappear for just a second, don't worry, it won't be long. It's just me taking one of the breaks that you need. Anyway, we're going to be on here for the next hour or so. All right, so I've been to, let's jump into our football discussion. That's enough for politics for me. I'll leave that to CNN and MSNBC and Fox and all the other places that tell the truth 24 hours a day. I'll jump into a little bit of our discussion here, college football and high school football. You know, I've been to a couple of the camps that we've had down here. And mind you, I've not been able to see everything. But, and you know, I'm going to go there, of course, and have an extra eye on the defensive backs that we have here in South Florida. And they've been, I think we have a good defensive back class down here. Where it may not top end be full of superstars, maybe like last year's class was, we may have a deeper class and a wider class than last year's. So we'll see how that develops. But just a couple of names to throw out there, and I'm probably going to forget some guys. And it's just tough when you go out to some of these events and you've got 80 kids in a position group trying to grab a hold of everybody and get all the names. Sometimes I go out there and I get really impressed by someone and I'm not able to catch a name of a particular young man. So, you know, if your kid's one of the kids that you think is doing well, or you happen to be the kid itself watching this and I forgot you, nothing intentional. That, or you may not have been that good. You know, that's also a possibility. But Henry Gray, Josh Sanguinetti, these are some of the usual suspects. Akeem Dent, Jordan Battle, Marcus LaFrance, Jaden Davis, Tyler Scott, Taiwan Mullen, pretty special player there. I've been very impressed with Kerry Elam, kid out of Benjamin School in Palm Beach. Not one of your powerhouses here in South Florida, but he's been pretty impressive. And I like the looks of the kid. There's the debate going on because he's a bigger guy as to whether he'll be a safety or a cornerback. Ran a 4.51 laser. And we're going to get into the importance of combine testing as a topic as we get into this show. But big guy ran a 4.51 on the laser there. At the opening regional last Sunday, and that's a very good time. The lasers are no joke, and again, we'll get into talking about combine testing, but it's a pretty good time for a guy that big. And yes, Les, I understand you're not a fan of Donald Trump, but I think we're all are got a part to play here. So far, some young guys: Ace Melvin out of Santana, Jaheim Joseph, Daryl Porter Jr., just a couple of names out there that have looked good early on here in the offseason. And there'll be more to come as I get out to some more events and watch some 7-on-7 and some more camps that we've got coming up. Nevertheless, I haven't heard anything from you guys watching, so I'm assuming the video looks good. Doesn't look all that great on my end, so we'll just ride with that. All right. Nevertheless, let me check some audio here really quick. Yeah, still tripping. Hey, nevertheless, I don't know if anyone caught this story. Well, thank you, Emil. I've been out in the sun lately. Son, you know anything about that from Pennsylvania? Anyway, I want to make sure I get this story straight because it's a little bit unusual, but you will you'll get a kick out of this one. According to Football Scoop, you had a coach get fired. Texas high school coach was fired, relieved of his duties as the coach of the team, for holding a national signing day ceremony for a kid signing as a preferred walk-on. Can you believe that? Preferred walk-on, signee, and he took it on the chin for doing that one. Unbelievable. How does that kid feel? Coach wanted to do something nice for you. You're signing as a preferred walk-on, and it cost the man his job. I don't know what's going on in Texas, but I guess they take their football very, very seriously, and this is a no-go for those guys. I'm trying to find a story here for you, and of course, now that I need it. Okay, here we go. Found it, but yeah. Coach got relieved of his duties for having a National Signing Day ceremony. So, Eugene Rogers was the coach at North Crowley High School in Texas. He's been fired, at least in part, for holding a signing day ceremony for a player who was actually a preferred walk-on. They're not with that out there in Texas. And so that's a fireable offense. Now, mind you, I know we have we like to be sensational about things in this day and age. I do want to note that North Crowley High School went 4-6 last year. So Coach Eugene Rogers didn't do himself any favors. Let's just say he didn't have enough cash in the bank to be having a National Signing Day ceremony for a kid who was a preferred walk-on. I will say this, though. If you're 4-6, I don't know if that's an annual thing, but it doesn't sound like your program's that strong. Maybe you didn't have any kids signing scholarship papers, and you were just trying to do something nice for one of your better players on the team who happened to be signing on as a preferred walk-on. And that cost this guy his job. Unbelievable. So that player and perhaps his family not feeling too good about it, but that's the way it goes down there in Texas. Don't you be holding no signing day ceremony for no preferred walk-on. God forbid if that kid goes and becomes a big-time player at the school he walks on at and makes a whole bunch of money. I wonder if they will be asking him to donate money for a new gym or anything like that. Kind of wondering how that thing is going to go. We didn't get the name of the player, nor did we get the school. Interesting that they left those things out. Yeah, definitely ridiculous, Hamel, but it's been done out there in North Crowley High School in Texas. Don't play down there in Texas. Don't you be celebrating no preferred walk-on. Absolutely ridiculous. Can't do that down there. You better be signing to Texas or you're going to have yourself a problem. Anyway, the topic today, combine testing for high school players. How important is that? And as I said in the outset, you've got some people that will swear by it. And then you've got others that say absolutely unnecessary. I know this with any combine testing, whether you're talking NFL or for college football recruiting, you always get people that will point out the outliers. And we do that in a lot of things in life. But you've got people that will point to the outliers. And that is, they're going to, anytime we talk combine tests, I'm going to bring up guys like Jerry Rice or, an Emmitt Smith or Tom Brady or people like that who thrived and had a Hall of Fame NFL career despite putting up great numbers in combine type testing. We love to do that. We love to point to the 5'6" basketball player. We love the Spud Webbs of the world. And we talk about them as if these are norms, okay? And I understand why we do it. We want to make it seem like anyone has a chance. Everyone can do it. But we know that that's not a case. Outliers are outliers for a reason. And with that, I'm going to say I probably fall on the side of combine testing being important for high school football players. And here's a major reason why. You go to a camp, there's 300, 400 kids there. and you're in like one area, South Florida, 300, 400 kids, probably includes three counties. You do this all across the country, and you're not even going to hit all of the states. But I'm just saying that to let you know that there's a ton of prospects all over the country, and you have to use as many factors as you can to separate the players. And so it becomes necessary for you to do something like a combine testing. So where things may be equal between two players, you need some other factors to separate it. And stuff like a 40-yard dash or, you know, a broad jump could serve as that deciding factor. And that's kind of what goes on at the NFL level as well. Although, you know, in the NFL, you don't have – the pool is smaller. But in high school football, you know, it would help to know how fast a kid is. You know, it'd help to know just how athletic a kid is. And so it becomes a necessary evil, as much as people may have a distaste for it. And, you know, typically the people who don't care for combine testing are the ones who don't really excel at it. Here's a mistake we also make, though, as people who are in favor of combine testing. And one of those things is making it everything, as some NFL teams will do. They will fall in love with a player at the combine because of what he did in shorts and shirts. And I think we all know that that's not the way to go, but it happens every year. The Los Angeles, Oakland / Las Vegas Raiders have been famous for picking the fastest player in the draft every year. So if you went to the combine and ran fast, the Oakland Raiders were looking for you, and they were going to find you early in the draft. And while that might have helped back in the day because they had a little bit of success with it as time wore on, it just didn't seem to be a really good strategy. And so, you know, that ended up being a problem. All right, I'm having a little bit of problem here with my broadcast. I may need to end this and then jump back on. You guys stay tuned. I'll be right back. All right, back here on the Gridiron Stud Show. Still don't know why. Video's a little choppy, but nevertheless, not going to worry about it too much. If you guys say it's cool, I'll run with that. But anyway, topic we're discussing right here, combine testing for high school football players. How important is it? Or do you feel it's that important? And so, you know, if you guys want to chime in on the discussion there, feel free to do so. I'd be more than happy to hear, does that matter to you? Before I had to take the break here on the broadcast, my thoughts on it is this. When you have so many prospects out there, thousands upon thousands of prospects, each and every year, you got to have some factors that you can use to separate kids. And so combine testing becomes necessary, becomes something that you need to do to separate kids. It's very difficult when you have that many prospects.